Did you survive that, Ginny? Anybody? Can you hear me? Am I on, Kill?
Hey, Bob.
Okay, I can be heard. All right.
Yes,
I wanted to say this. On Thursday, I asked Ian where I would meet the aliens, and they said, stand in front of your front door and take 37 steps. They took 37 steps down the path, across the street, and right there at the wall, 37 steps. Karen was amazed at this story. Other people are amazed. I told, that's pretty good that Ian knew the exact number of steps. Hey, here at the wall. Yeah, good point there.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Here at the wall. What do you think of that, Greg?
Well, I'm pretty good. Now, is this like the gate to your community or just a wall around it?
It's the wall separating us from the golf course.
Ah, very good.
Which they just, there was a huge storm a couple months ago that knocked down a lot of trees and mangled all the brush. And Karen and I have always wanted it to be cleared out, you know, for the 13, 14 years we've been here. And so they did come eventually and cleared it all out. And
no, they came pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Like within a day or two, they just cleared out in front of us and nothing else. For a couple of weeks.
So I said to, or I am pointed out, Bob, they're clearing it so the aliens can see you and protect you, or other people can protect me. But now they've cleared it out completely, the whole stretch, I don't know, 200 yards or something, and it's incredible, the openness of it, but it's all being prepared for the landing. So I didn't know if it would be landing there, but Ian said right there at the wall, that's where I meet the guy, the ambassador.
That is super cool. That is
yeah. We're going to have to go out and get Carolyn to count off her little steps. See how many steps it is for Carolyn.
So, well, it's amazing that I knew the length of your step also.
Yeah, yeah. So Ginny recently announced she doesn't like Zappa. Did she go to bed during this?
Yeah, she was very tired today. I'm not sure why, but she's been in bed for a little bit. That's right. Well, she had a question for Ian that I can always ask.
Okay, so let's just open the line here for everybody.
Sure.
That's on here. Unmute.
All participants are now unmuted.
Wasn't that incredible, people? You ever heard anything like that? Two hours.
Never.
That's Zappa auditioning to be at Alpha Centauri since Ian announced the other day that they're not allowed on the other place, Drop of the Galaxy, so Zappa. And I'm going through list that James in Perth sent me. I think it's the same guy. I think it says American Virtual in there. Anyways, there was 125 or so bootlegs. Incredible. And I think James implied they're adding more. So I don't know where to pick. So I just the other night said, well, we've got to have a concert for Saturday night. So I just picked this one. Among many, I could pick, and I decided after listening to this, is the greatest concert ever, even though it's not perfect audio. But it's so amazing. It's a week before they quit.
Yeah, but
now, who would imagine?
Even when it was perfect audio, it's still not perfect audio, Bob. So
it's still not perfect audio? Yeah, right.
So the
amazing thing is, James is commenting how the band has peak. They are fighting among themselves. Because they don't, the new jazz guys, the horns, they don't understand the regular Scott Tunis is a punkish guy who's on bass, and he conducts the rehearsals when Frank's not there. And they got pissed off at him and his attitude. And so they were all threatening to quit. There was total fucking war going on behind the scenes. So it might be interesting to see, that was May 28th, see what might have been 3 or 4 more concerts before our wedding anniversary, June 9th, when was the last night. See, play the sequence. See if they get better and better as the tension goes nuts among the band. There's even a book by a guy I've met about this tour.
No. They were fighting over who got to take home the two-cycle engine. They wanted to run their weed whacker, and they wanted their two-cycle
engine. The lawnmower.
It was the star. It was the star of the show. The star of the show was the big Scranton lawnmower.
So Daddy Cool's pretty good to play after that, right? Is it Ancient Blues he put on? that I played, if you heard it.
It was fantastic, Bob.
Yes, Michael appreciates it. He understands music. He was a critic once. He was a music critic. He knew his stuff.
Once, Bob.
Once? What'd you say, Michael?
Your phone is...
I said once.
Your phone is crackling. Your phone is
okay,
crackling. Everybody else's phone. No, your phone is fine. Yours is perfect.
Yeah, it's my phone.
A little bit crackling. Little
yeah,
bit crackling.
Once we get going, and I'll hang up and call back in. But the, what a tremendous concert. Wow. And they went for 2 hours with hardly a stop. I mean, an hour, 90 minutes without stopping. Can you imagine being in that stadium? In that concert hall, whatever it was?
Shoeboxes, a shoebox in a small bathroom, wasn't it, Bob?
Yeah, close to that. Yeah, that wasn't very popular. Okay, well, nobody's saying anything. Nobody's, Bruy, Dimitri, don't you have any Jermaine? Somebody has next.
They're all trying
resident.
To get the Narcan. They're all trying to get the Narcan to bring themselves back, Bob, because they all OD'd on the bullshit. They had OD'd on the bullshit, and they need Narcan to bring them back.
Yeah. We're doing the OA movements, Bob, to get out of that land.
Okay, well,
why does Putin want nickel?
What'd you say?
Why does Putin want nickel?
Because
this person, Zappa didn't cure. Oh, by the way, Zappa didn't cure by a sciatica last night, Carolyn. It went away during listening to the concert. It was amazing.
Oh.
So I don't know who this is. Nickel? Why do they want nickel? Something to do with Carolyn, right? Carolyn needs nickel, I think.
Wait, so he's going to kill all those people for nickel? I mean, what are they going to use it for?
The aliens are killing them. Don't blame us humans.
No, I'm not blaming you. I'm saying why? You said they want the nickel to give to Carolyn?
I think so. Well, most of the minerals are going to us. There's big deals going on in North Korea and other places. You know, we've taken over. We're building the new world or the rocket ship or something. We haven't decided what we're building, I guess, yet, but we're building something.
Bob needs it. Bob needs it for armor plating.
Yeah, for the big trip. You'll hear it all in the private session. Now, a great revelation tonight about the scene that's going on here. We're quite revelatory. But who are you next week? I don't recognize your accent or your voice.
Me? It's Barbara.
Yeah. Barbara? Who's Barbara? Barbara. Barbara. Cowboy masturbator.
No, it's like, once after that, he ruined it.
Who ruined what?
Well,
I was talking.
They have beer. They have beer for communion. You should go to the cowboy church.
They do not.
What did you say, Barbara? I missed what you said. Did you declare something?
I said, you ruined it for me. I think I've only gone back twice since we talked.
Oh, why did we, how did we ruin it?
I don't know, I just wasn't into it after that.
Well, did you come back here? What did you think of that? Did you hear Zappa?
I did. Not all, but it was good. I liked it.
Very good. Well, anyways, you are coming back in, though, with your worry. It's a worry.
Why are they getting
I'm
nickel?
Not worried.
You're
worried. I'm not worried. I'm just curious.
No, it's curious. It's okay. The only thing that has value now is the drops. That's what everything has to be pegged to. So the only thing that Bob is interested in now is in natural resources.
So bet.
Choke them. Choke them if they can't take a fuck.
Okay, but Ian, you know what they're doing over there. I mean, I do care about mankind still.
We don't. And they're overrated, and they're not gonna. Hey, and they're not a staple. They're not a staple that has a longevity worth worrying about. Promise, honey. For the little man, life is fatal. For the little man, life is fatal. Don't worry about it. It'll be over soon. Fear.
Okay, but you said they're also ascending too, right?
Yeah, sure. Oh, yeah. Everybody that sins is going to make it. It's going to be great. It's going to be in that great getting up morning, fairly well. They're going to be blood dancing. They're going to be Vestal raising hell and spitting down a Gail Zappa's throat hole. Ooh, it's going to be a beautiful morning.
Did Zappa make it after or before the bus closed or after?
Before.
Who? Never heard of
Yeah, who? Yeah, he made it. He didn't make it. He was in the gap before it closed. 93.
Okay, he didn't make it. I have a question. Why do you guys have to go to a bunker?
Stop. Are you happy?
Mostly.
Mostly?
Yes, I like it here in Texas. It's way better than California.
Of course, well, agreed. And it's smoother, but now you gotta be careful, because y'all are bringing a lot of that nastiness from California, seeding it into Texas. So you have to watch for that. Just make sure who you're electing if we have any more election.
Yeah, we all vote red here, so.
Good. Well, till they don't. You gotta go down to Austin, baby. You can go to a threading salon and get hooked up on some Lebanese hashish while you wait.
Well,
are you near Houston or Dallas, Barbara?
Dallas.
Haitians over by New Orleans. So you're in the center, right? Center of Texas?
Toward Oklahoma. She's in the nice part, Bob, but don't say nothing. Don't say nothing. Because, see, a little hovel in California, you can put a 20,000 square foot, Texas-sized, ranch house ready to go.
I was in that hovel. It was disgusting. I couldn't sleep that night. It was so shitty. I remember that. I didn't tell you that.
It's better than that motel you were staying at.
Yeah, it's true.
That was a shithole.
Then I had to put up with your fucking kid. Boy, that guy was spoiled. Oh, that guy was mean.
I think you were competing with him.
Yeah, probably. I've been known to.
He was 11.
Imagine that.
He was 11, yeah.
Imagine that.
How is he doing now? That was 2013, so 8 years. What is he
doing? 19.
Yeah.
Well.
Oh, he's able to drink in Texas, isn't he?
He's what?
He's able to drink in Texas, isn't he?
He's done that, yeah. But he's not drinking anymore. He stopped doing it.
Yeah, well, that's smart.
That's good. But you gotta have the flavor of it. You gotta have the flavor of it, because otherwise you make it taboo. Don't press anything about anything. Don't make anything be a big deal. Because if you make something that's big deal, then you're gonna throw them in it. That's like, tell your son who he should not marry, and you better go on and get the reception hall. You better go on and get the reception hall when you start telling them what they can't. No smoking! You can't smoke! No smoking! They'll be vaping themselves to death. No drinking! They'll be excited at the alcoholic. No illicit sex. They'll be having bestiality. Orgies in the basement. They'll be back.
What's
so
going
don't
on?
Push it. Just stay in.
Yeah.
Just stay even.
He's not college material. I bet you he didn't go to college, right?
No, he doesn't. I don't think he's going
to
go.
You closed them all. You closed them all. What's the one? Where is the college?
Oh, yeah, I closed them all.
Who's him in college? And then if he had a PhD candidate, the best he could be is close to what Scott is, and who wants that for their damn child?
Yeah. That's sobering.
Mm-hmm. What is going on with his worry about his heart racing all the time?
Because of deficiency?
And man, he was playing with some substances that kind of gave him a little rushy buzz, and he didn't like it.
But it's like a constant thing. I think he might have
magnesium. Don't you have remake?
I have everything, Bob, and he is taking it. It does help.
Are you mixing it with sea salt and what's the other thing, Carol?
Vodka.
And vitamin C powder.
Vodka, that's vodka.
You gotta mix
vodka.
It.
Vodka. Yeah, I can do that. He doesn't like the salt, but yeah, I've been trying to get him to take more salt. But I can mix that with the vitamin C. I have that too.
Use vodka, that'll help. He'll like that.
No, I think I don't know.
No, we're being cheeky. We're being cheeky for Pete's sake. Come on now. But yeah, that's all good.
Are you still tall,
yeah.
Barbara?
Your husband.
I'm still tall,
yeah. kind of, not, you're not fat or overweight. You're big, big boned. Still big boned?
No, I'm not.
I don't want to be
big boned.
Well, you're big.
Crazy.
Well, I'm tall.
It's proportionate. Yeah.
Well, Bob, you're the world's tallest midget. You can't, you don't have any
concern. You're like 5'9", right? I'm taller than you, yeah.
You're like 3'4", 3'4". You have to sit like Lily Tomlin in the little rock.
I'm the dwarf in Twin Peaks.
Get your little, get your little head stool to get up, the front door. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's not appropriate, Bob. Okay, go ahead.
Why do you guys have to go into a bunker?
Well, hopefully you don't, but things aren't looking good. Have you looked outside, baby?
If bad mood's rising.
Well, I think we want to build a bunker
hopefully
here.
Hopefully not. Carolyn doesn't really necessarily care to, but she'd rather that than deal with the zombie apocalypse. You see? Not everybody's going to do good with this new level of radiation, and it kind of makes them washfish. Barbara. Yeah, they don't respond well. They don't play well with others when they get too much radiation, and they haven't bothered to ascend. Now, how do you ascend? You got to talk to Bob. You got to embrace your non-physical. You need the completement formula to build your body up so that you can endure the wilds of the devil, or Bob, whichever one you prefer to call him. He's been called lots of names. So it allows you that opportunity to catch yourself up. We never said this was easy. We just said it was very important. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's
a lot of that's going to be in the private session, Barbara. You want to hear the private session. Amazing.
Yeah, yes.
Since we've never one time ever said what to do to a sin, so that's always a good start. Yep.
Yeah, I am finally telling us what to do tonight in the private session.
After. Now it's almost too late. Well, see, that's what happens.
It's almost too late.
You know the difference between a cult and a religion? You know the difference between a cult and a religion, don't you?
What's the difference?
How much real estate they own.
Okay. you mentioned...
That's from your little buddy Zappy. Did you know that?
No.
I know. Nobody even heard of Zappa. Bob had to go kill somebody and get some cassette tapes for some stupid music that nobody was listening to. Stuff that Gail Zappa wouldn't even keep it in the vault. She threw it in a dumpster. And somebody dug it up, and then Bob paid $1 million for these stupid cassette tapes that you can't even hear. But it actually is an improvement from the original. So that he can play these and wow you with this wonderful, never-before-heard, ever, Toulouse-Lautrec, problematic, non-musical concourse.
Okay, Barbara, just take a break for a second. I have to check.
Yeah.
So, Beverly, are you still alive?
Shit.
You mean Barbara?
No, Beverly.
No.
Oh,
no,
Beverly. Okay.
Beverly, are you there?
Yeah.
Hey, get your question in, Beverly.
And she's alive, everybody. Barbara. Beverly's alive. That's what you need to know. It's a good day.
I've been learning a lot about oxalate. Oh dear, I got an echo.
Bob.
I have to mute everybody just a second. Where is,
you know,
speak
sound,
again,
Bob.
Oh yeah, your next link. Sound. Okay, so there's that.
Next link.
Mute all.
All participants are now muted.
And then, Beverly.
Hello.
Okay, go ahead, Beverly.
Okay, I
oxalate?
I've been learning.
Is it still echoing? Okay. So, just a second, Beverly.
Okay.
I'm going to play a little music till I get back in.
Okay.
What could we... Yeah, Carol went off. What could we play? Oh, yeah, these guys are great. Okay. There's the static there. Now, let me check the other phone. Just a second.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
It's still there.
That's worse.
Yeah, so forget that one.
But at least your voice is clearer. You were all grainy before. Okay, fix your phone, Bob. Fix your phone now. We're not having this. You're the host of this thing. You make everybody else buy a new telephone.
I just won't say anything. You still alive, Barbara?
Still.
Did Barbara die during that?
No, Beverly.
I mean, not Barbara. Yeah, Beverly. Did Beverly die?
Judy. Come on, Judy. Come on, Paula. Paula. Come on in here, Paula. Lord.
Okay, get to the point there, Beverly.
Okay.
Oxalate.
Okay, I've been learning about oxalates lately. Oh, yep. I'm going to echo again.
What do you know? What do you know about dimethyl oxalate?
About what?
Dimethyl oxalate. That's the only one you should be concerned with.
Dimethyl. I don't know anything about dimethyl oxalate.
Well, then you haven't learned very much about oxalate, then, have you? Are you deciding that you have too many or not enough?
Well, I'm sure I have a lot because I ate a lot of sweets made of plants.
That has nothing to do with it. That has nothing to do with it. That's not the point. It's not the point. Just boil your potatoes, for Pete's sake. It's not that big a deal. But all those things that are giving you too much oxalate are also giving you all the benefit nutrients that you're trying to get. Your mineral levels are good, and the different, none of the salts that you're engaging are an ester of an oxalate. And look at what you're dealing with. You're dealing with carbon and oxygen squared. So, of course, that's normal. So, now, the issue that you're trying to describe is you've got 34 valence electrons. Valence. Those are bonders. Your body's going through the shift and the change. You need those bonders. You need it to be balanced. And we don't say you're high. We're saying you're almost balanced.
Okay. So, even though everything seems to be getting worse, I'm almost there.
You're better. You're able to endure it and stand it, so you're doing good. And you can balance it. There's nothing wrong with that. And we're not saying that you've got to kill yourself. We're not saying that. But we are saying that your stages have got to balance. And if you want to study about dimethyl oxalate.
Okay.
See, otherwise you're going to block all the calcium out of your body. And then you're going to survive, but your bones are going to fall off. You ever deboned a chicken? It's not pretty.
No, haven't. Okay.
And so that's what you got to do. And so you got to increase. We told you when it started to increase your protein, and you faithfully said that you would.
I did.
All right? And that's helping. See, that's helping. And you got to drink enough juice, wet stuff, bourbon, whiskey, water, minerals. Drink some. We don't care what. Swamp water. Yeah, toilet water. We don't care what you drink. Just drink a little more if you can. That'll help.
Okay.
That's going to get your body kicking if you do that. Because with all that protein, so you got to have a way for your body to digest it all and then get the nutrition out of it. Because it's a double fight. The thing you're taking is hurting you. The thing you're taking is helping you. The thing you're taking is saving you. The thing you're doing to yourself is killing you. Ah! How can it be all of that at the same time? How can it be all that at the same time? You are forfeiting yourself out of this life stage of a little man and ushering yourself into carnality of a god. Mm-hmm. Very exciting.
It doesn't feel like it.
Well, get on with it then.
Then what? I'm sorry. What'd you say?
Get on with it then. You're right. When you're walking through hell, honey, don't take a nap. Keep on walking. Mm-hmm. When you're walking through hell, don't stop. Keep going. And you're doing good. Ain't nobody crying. Ain't nobody crying. Now, how much turmeric are you taking?
Zero, because it's loaded with oxalates.
Well, that's wrong. You got to bring a little of that in. Got to bring a little of that in.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll bring a little of that
you gotta
in.
Got to add it. Yeah, not 100 pounds. Just so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we don't even care if you make it like in, like if you do some food and put in some food, like a deviled egg. What would be wrong with a deviled egg? Well, that's understanding because you can afford a dozen eggs. If you can afford a dozen eggs, you're wealthy beyond words. So, but something like that. So you're just adding a bit, and it's natural. Just err toward the natural. And don't eat a ton of anything, but make sure you've got your protein levels up. And balance it.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, these issues that you're saying, that you're having, that you're doing, so now, are you gonna eat avocados till your guts fall out? That's the way to get rid of it? Well, exactly. See what I'm saying? Everything that they tell you to do to fix it would kill you the other way. That's what I'm saying.
No, they don't tell you to eat avocados.
Well, they're low in the oxalate, and it takes the alkaline in the body, increases it. It's very great at removing oxalate.
I think it depends on what it is, but just the people that I'm learning about oxalate from. It depends on whether it's soft or hard.
It's all right. A little dot of that is okay. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, we're saying don't take medical advice from your meth dealer. Just get the meth and go home. Don't take medical advice from your meth dealer. Yeah, they're not really sure. Although we never know anybody sick on meth. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Fentanyl will kill you. That fentanyl will kill you dead as a sack of hammers. But that meth ain't, you know, it does the trick. Mm-hmm. And so you can be miserable, but you're up for 8 days being miserable. So it's a good thing. As we're being cheeky. This is that cheeky part. You have to be careful so we're not cheeky. But yeah, keeping in balance, you're all right. You ain't got no kidney stones. You ain't got no obvious issues. You can drink orange juice and all that kind of stuff. But Carolyn says it's got 2 grams of sugar and it'll kill you. So go with a light orange juice or whatever. So you're fine. It's just a step in the process. Step in a process. Now ask more questions. We don't care. We'll stay with you. We'll stay with you. We ain't got no reason. We got no problem here. But we don't want you to start getting this, following this little thread, this little thread, and this little thread. The next thing you know, you're sipping prune juice through an IV solution to survive one more damn day, and that's just ridiculous.
No, of course not.
Well, we've jumped down the oxalate wormhole pretty hard. So, just saying.
Well, yeah. Plants are trying to kill us.
Who's
trying to kill us?
Plants, Bob. It's the planet of the apes. The planet of the apes are attacking you bad. Bob would be dead. He eats 200-pound radishes. That's all he eats anymore. He's just a radish whore now. He just loves them radishes.
Has he had baked radishes, so, Bob?
What?
He doesn't know what a radish is.
He doesn't know what a radish is.
He don't know what a radish is. We just now got him to learn how to make chicken livers, and that, you know, that hadn't been done in so long he forgot where the flat pan is.
Okay, we're going to go back to Barbara. You can sit in line. We'll come back to you. If you have a follow-up point, okay? All right?
Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
Yes, daughter.
Okay, Barbara, what are your issues, Barbara?
Is the radiation good for aliens, too?
They live for it. Yeah.
Okay, they... All right. And where are they from? I've heard of the A1 and the B1 and the...
Yeah, yeah. Oh, listen, Bob, she's been listening. Ooh, listen,
A2
Bob.
B2.
That's another one there that you said wasn't listening. Listen, they're easy. And them archives are the bitch, man. You can catch up pretty quick if you know what you're doing. That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. They're the ones that are not from here. But wait a minute. Maybe you're an
right.
agent. Because you're not from here. See how that's going to get silly after a little bit?
Well, different from us, then. They're not. Mankind.
Okay. Well, mankind came from an alien.
All right, is it true
who
they
made
came
Adam?
From...
Who made Adam?
God.
Was he from San Bernardino?
I don't think so.
Right. So that's exactly right. Look, y'all getting this all screwed up again. You're taking a natural history position to navigate and qualify. This is just like a federal detention holding facility. You're here until you make bail. Or you're here until you get yourself to a position so you can go back home. You're waiting on your parole. Parole is ascension. There's a battle in heaven, a war that broke out in heaven several minutes ago. Between the damn angels and the answer, the solution that we don't have to go through that. See, that's why people get mad because we say the same thing over and over and over and over again. And then you come up with this stuff wanting to sort out the aliens. We're going to have an alphabetical sort. The LGBTQRSD aliens as opposed to...
Well, you
to
call them A1 and B1 and A2 and B2 and...
That's right.
The Anunnaki ones
on
and the new ones.
On purpose. On purpose. For the division of the battle that's going on in this earth that are already here, and then the ones that's coming that have not been here. That's all that was for. And there's a great position of that. And there's other aliens that aren't even involved in this conversation that would also be aliens. See?
Right. And the ones
aliens from his little house.
And who's the one that he's going to meet with? The new ones, but
we don't know.
Where are they coming from?
We didn't say. And we're not going to say.
That's fine.
2 minutes.
And
here's the problem. Here's the problem. This party of 12, this like Jesus and the 12 disciples, we've had 11 listeners and Bob for all these years, and now all of a sudden we have a problem, Houston. They're starting to listen. So we're having to be a little more aware. It's a little more challenging to permission to speak freely. We don't get that near like we used to. There's dogs. We never had a dog in the fight, but now the dogs are beating. The dogs are starting to beef.
The ones that are in the earth, the Anunnaki, I guess it's the Anunnaki, have most of them left?
No. And why would they leave? They say this is their domain. They say this is their world. They said this is their Mount Sinai. They said this is their position. They got a greater stake of holding this thing together than you do. As a little man,
okay.
you just passing through. You're just a stranger passing through.
From Andromeda?
That's good questions, though, darling. Did you notice? That's good questions. That's good. It's not bad. Good.
What's the
answer? Bobby, I fixed this echo. You're kidding me. Go ahead.
Okay. With the Anunnaki underground... A lot of the tunnels have been taken out. Is that right, or is that not right?
Taken out of what?
Blown up.
The earth?
Well, no, just destroyed.
Who the hell? Who says that? Good Lord.
Has any destroyed the ones that are 10 kilometers down?
No.
Have any tunnels been, any of the dumps?
No. No, those are cross.